It's summer, and you're in one of the best fish restaurants around, and that striped bass on the menu looks delicious. But hold it. Montauk, New York charter boat captain Jeff Nichols knows an inconvenient truth, that there's a 100% chance that the striped bass was sold to the restaurant illegally, a million-dollar industry on Long Island alone. And if the fish was a breeder, a slob or cow as they're called, there's also a chance she was caught in violation of limits established by the Department of Environmental Conservation and that she's laden with PCBs. He writes about all this in an expose he calls Caught. Nichols says he expects to get flack and worse for what he's confessing. As late as last year, he was caught bootlegging, selling striped bass without a license out of the trunk of his car. But the title resonates primarily as how and when too many fishermen these days are going after striped bass, the worst offenders using illegally submerged dragger nets. In the 80s, striped bass were endangered, but then, thanks to restrictions and policing, came back. Now, in just the last 2 years, they're seriously endangered again. The irony is that commercial fishermen, harassed by restrictive bureaucratic laws but circumventing them, are being hurt by the illegal trade, which drives prices down. As Nichols writes, unless you've been living in a cave, if you're a fisherman, you know that the striped bass stocks are in trouble. He knows whereof he speaks. He was a boarding school, tennis camp, private college, aimless kind of guy who did coke and acid while he also did stand-up comedy for years. But he was also following his lifelong passion, fishing, in Montauk. What he saw and heard over 15 years about the commercial and recreational fishing industry finally got to him, much of it involving his good buddies. It was more than he could take. The subtitle of the book makes this clear. One man's maniacal pursuit of a 60-pound striped bass and his experiences with the black market fishing industry. The greed, inadequate law enforcement, cruelty, corruption got to him. He's no scientist or environmental nut, he says. He always wanted to catch and be photographed with trophy fish, and he did, and he was, unloading his catch onto restaurants on the east end of Long Island and in New York City. Writing this book forced him to abandon his hypocrisy and wicked ways. He still runs what he calls six-pack charter boat excursions for the beer-drinking crowd, but with a catch-and-release policy. And though he's had books published by traditional presses, he moved this one out fast, in time for the tourist season, when the striped bass are at their most abundant, what's left of them. I'm Joan Baum.